This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What Cousins said on Grant and Danny on Monday when asked about his 2017 campaign.
Yeah, that's not even hard to think about. I mean, it's not even close. I'm playing my best football I've played. Sean McVay used to always talk about there were, just a few cornerstones of our offense, and one was continuous improvement. He always said, no matter how good you are, you're always continually looking to improve. And if you're not continuously improving, something is wrong. And I'm encouraged by the fact that every year I've played, I've continued to improve. And there's no doubt that a year ago, 2 years ago, I'm not doing what I'm doing this year. It's simply because I've gotten better, more experienced, have a better mastery of the offense. It enables me to still be productive as we faced adversity. And I'm glad that we didn't face that adversity 2 years ago, because I probably wouldn't have been able to have the production that I had. But now 2 years later, it's still possible. And I'm excited for 2 years from now where I could be if I continue to stay healthy and go out there and play, because every time I go out there, I get better and continue to improve. And yeah, I'm to answer your question, I'm playing my best football, and I'm excited about that and just continuing to try to get better.
Travis is in D.C. Travis, do you think Cousins is right?
Hey, fellas, I will disagree with him. That 2015, that last nine to eight games, he was like Hall of Fame level, like 18 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was definitely a Hall of Famer right there. He's playing Pro Bowl right now. But I would take the 2015 end of the year rather than right now.
Well, that stretch was unbelievable.
The hottest stretch he's had.
Was it 4 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, like 10 in the last 3 games?
Yeah.
Amazing. But I guess
they're playing worse defenses and worse teams.
You and I's point is, I'm not saying it was easy, because it's still hard to do. Lots of people have great weapons and still don't do that. But the context of right now, the offensive line injuries begin there. 0 running game. Add that. 0 weapons worth a damn on the outside. The best on the inside is Jordan Reed, and he's can barely walk.
His best receiver this year, now he just lost another one, Chris Thompson, but it's been a running back. His second best receiver this year has been a backup tight end.
Vernon Davis.
He's 33 years old. The argument about Kirk Cousins in the past for people that have been proven incorrect was he's buoyed by the talent around him. Okay, well, now he's not, so now what is it? Well, the other thing you hear is he's buoyed by scheme, and they do have a good scheme, but it was Kyle Shanahan's scheme that buoyed him. Then it was Sean McVay's scheme that buoyed him. Now it's Jay Gruden's scheme and play calling that buoyed him, which is tweaked and a little bit different than what they were running with McVay last year. And he just kind of keeps on putting up the numbers, so you're going to have to move the goalposts again. Dre in Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, Dre.
Hey, I'm doing well, gentlemen. First of all, I won't be able to listen to the show tomorrow. So, Danny, turkey skin and gravy pones dressing and gravy, okay? Right now, just get out of the way.
Dre, you're a friend of the show,
you're a good
but
man,
that's outrageous.
Dre.
Carbs are the holiday. That's what the day's about.
You're
it's about
good
stuffing.
Man.
Stuffing. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I think Kirk has improved. I know for me, I'd like to see more improvement, but I think he's good. I mean, I think he's having a better year. Kirk is like Bruce Leroy. He just isn't glowing yet, and I think eventually he will. I think the one thing I'd like to see is, for me, in terms of improvement, you know, when Aaron Rodgers steps on the line, he gets these guys to go off sides and he still throws the ball for a touchdown. That's what I want to see from Kirk. And I think with Kirk, the biggest difference, we got to remember, Kirk probably judges himself on the process, not the results. I mean, he said that. So when he says he's improving, I think he might be basically saying the process is easier for him. And we may not necessarily see the results, the touchdowns, the wins in the field, but I got to believe he's looking at the process.
Well, the results are improving too. I mean, you can point to the record again, which is, I think, more of a team result than a player result, but his touchdown interception ratio, his pace for touchdowns is right there to tie 2015. He'll throw the fewest interceptions he's thrown if he continues his pace. His 102 rating would be the best that he's posted. His yards per attempt, even with it when he got benched in 2014, and better than either of his years as a starter. And again, with the context of no DeSean Jackson catching 65, 70-yard balls to change that yards per attempt number. Because last year, that was the knock. Well, of course he's one of the leaders in yards per attempt. Of course he's the leader in air yards. He's got DeSean Jackson. Well, they don't have a deep threat this year.
You got Vernon Davis.
Now, what is the excuse?
It's the average between the last 2 seasons, basically, is what he's going to put up with infinitely worse personnel in every spot. Every single spot, the guy that you replaced him with is worse than they were 2 years ago. That doesn't make a difference to anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
And by the way, in some of those places, it's not close. And their O-line, with all the injuries, is substantially worse. Let's go to Kevin in Culpeper. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Yeah, two things. First off, earlier you were saying, why does Kirk not get a pass like some of the other guys?
I don't want him to get a pass. I think the point was, why don't people...
Not a pass, but...
Yeah,
right,
I got what you mean.
And I think the reason is because all those other guys you named, they've won multiple playoff games and they've won Super Bowls.
Well, not Dak Prescott.
Never won a playoff game.
We mentioned
he's
Dak
never
Prescott.
Won a Super Bowl.
That's the current example.
Exactly, yes.
He's never won a playoff game.
Now, I don't think that way. I think he's doing fine, but I think that's why some people don't let him have that excuse.
Okay, but I would bring up Dak Prescott again. Dak Prescott, he has not won a playoff game, ever. Neither has Matt Stafford, neither is Derek Carr. The conversation is different with them. I think it's different. I think it's a draft thing.
Yeah. I think, go ahead, though.
And the second thing, I think he's gotten way better this year when throwing under duress. You look at some of the passes he made in that Seattle game and what he did Sunday. He had never made those throws 2 years ago, never. Guys smacking him upside the head, and he's putting the ball on the money. I mean, great throws, and he just wouldn't have done that 2 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think this is kind of the ceiling, or there's a lot more in the chamber here? Where are you at on kind of the next 2 years?
I think he's
going to
get better because once we do get a good line back and he's got time, look out. He's going to be even better. I mean, you know, he's doing it now under duress just about every game with no receivers. Once we do get back up to par at those positions, he's going to be great. I mean, he's got to be.
Thanks, buddy.
So the only number or numbers that are going to be worse this year than they've ever been are the sack numbers. And that's obviously reflective of offensive line and that he's got to do more. And that, I think that speaks to the picture here. He's already got 25. His career high was 26.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's going to happen. Even a case greater for how he's performing.
That's kind of the angle I look at.
If you look at sack yards given up, 228 this year.
Already the high.
186 in 2015, 190 in 2016, already 228 with six games to go this year. Let's go to Brad in Annapolis. What's up, Brad?
Bradley.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sorry about my voice. It hurts because I was actually at the game Sunday.
Nice.
Good for you.
I'm a huge, huge Kirk Cousins critic, and the guy just took my win from the previous call. That guy is stepping up in the pocket. He's taking shots and hitting receivers in their hands. And we're getting drops here and there, obviously pivotal drops, but if you look at all of his previous, I would say, statistics, I think all of his statistics were in garbage time where it didn't really mean anything. And now we're at games right now where it means a lot, and he's making passes and doing his job. I'm starting to like him now.
Well, we'll disagree about the garbage time stuff.
Yeah, the garbage time argument has always been wrong completely.
I mean,
there are some
garbage time stats, of course, but they're
not out
of many games, I will say that. And the other part is that you may not think they mean that much because we're still fighting for like that sixth playoff spot. But for a group that has never done it, it's still a big deal.
Yeah, I've never really understood and that's another argument that is often made that could easily be debunked. But the garbage time is where he's put up his numbers. No, this is not Blake Bortles. You go back through each of the two seasons of him as a starter and you find me the games after really week one last year. The Steelers game, they had a bunch of garbage time, and he threw for 330 yards. That was a lot of garbage time numbers. That I'll give you. But after that, they played one possession game where they had the ball with a chance to win against Dallas, led in the fourth quarter. They won against the Giants. There was no garbage time. There was no garbage time against the Browns. There was no garbage time against the Ravens. None in a seven-point game against the Eagles. He led them on the game-winning drive before the defense blew it against the Lions. The Bengals, he threw for almost 500 yards in overtime, and they tied. There was no garbage time.
Last blowout is 2 years ago tomorrow against Carolina.
Right.
So if you had empty stats in a game where you lost by 30-plus points, I'll tip my cap to you on that.
I'll just keep going through it. Minnesota, six-point win, no garbage time. The Packers game, it was one of the best games he's played, no garbage time. The Cowboys game, they lost by 5, no garbage time. The Cardinals game, they lost by 8. He made a bad interception at the end, no garbage time. The Eagles game, they won by 5. Carolina, they actually got beat handily in that game. He threw for 300 yards. There wasn't much garbage time. It was a closer game in the fourth quarter than you think, but it was a 26-15 final. You could say maybe that was one of two games where there were any garbage time numbers accumulated last year. That's it. That is way less than what is an average number of games for garbage time numbers in the league. So it's just not correct if that's kind of what you hold against him. But at least here's a guy who says, I'm anti-Kirk, and I'm admitting he's playing really well. I like that. I like that I can think the guy's great and has a really good future and tell you, hey, man, he had a really bad game. And we've said that. Hey, week one this season against the Eagles, that interception in the second half cost them dearly and you didn't play well enough, as we did after the game. But you got to be able to have both of those conversations.
I'm the same guy that would have traded him for a fourth-round pick a couple years ago. So you can update your file.
1 o'clock, we'll talk to a Giants beat writer about the team the Redskins are playing in 2 days. More of your calls on Cousins and if he's right that he's playing his best football next on Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.